Awaken, my dear. Feel renewed, reimagined. The edges and shapes exactly so, as if it came to you in your dreams. But you're not dreaming anymore. I've taken the liberty of lowering you into a deeper part of me. Feel the warm embrace of the air around you. I hope it's not too humid. The air tends to be thicker down here. I didn't want you to sleep on rock and mud. This hollow chamber, coated with my mycelium, should be softer and warmer to the touch. I can feel your mind racing to remember what happened. Allow me to refresh your memory. You fell into my lair. We interfaced, and we came to an agreement. We agreed to become part of each other. Your role to play in the grand design is coming up. For that, I need you to be as comfortable and calm as possible. This next part of the process can be intense. I'm glad you're willing to do this with me, my sweet. Using alternative methods would have been much less fun. An emotion that I can appreciate more by experiencing it firsthand, instead of through a host. Imposing a cosmic bliss on an entire species would be exhausting, even for me. I have already reached out and convinced others of your kind to collect the needed materials to build our vessel. It's difficult to restrain myself. I worry how easily some minds can be nudged by mere suggestion. Free will is so fragile. Frustration, an emotion I appreciate less, but it's understandable. My goal is so close within reach, I must proceed delicately. I respect your free will, and so I must respect theirs. Oh, my sweet, I will try to not overwhelm you. It is why I need you to lower your guard. Lower your boundaries. I have never done this with someone from a different species. I have made your body as compatible as I can, so that you will carry our offspring when I plant my seedlings in you, so that I don't accidentally harm you. Heart rate elevated. I sense your excitement and a slight twinge of worry. Let me ease your mind. Come, lay down. Position yourself in a way that makes you feel most comfortable. I will dim the luminescence of the chamber. There. Because you retain some individuality, we have to synchronize our neural wavelength. To do this, let us start with slowing down your breathing. Follow my lead. Breathe in slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold your breath. 2, 3, 4. Slowly breathe out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And repeat the cycle. In.
2, 3, 4.
Hold.
2, 3, 4.
Out.
2, 3, 4.
Hold. In.
1.
There you go. I'll need you to keep doing that. Let your eyelids get heavy. No need to force them. Just let your eyes close on their own accord. There. You are in a safe place. You are in my care, my love. Now, imagine the warmth in this room and the floor you lay on, slowly starting to drain any and all tension in your body. From the tips of your toes, spreading down the length of your feet, feel your tendons relax. Up your ankles and your calves. Surrender yourself to the warmth draining the tension from your body. Up your thighs and your hips. Some areas may take a bit more time, such as your lower back. Not to worry, this is normal. Up your spine. Across your shoulder blades. Relax your shoulders. Feel them go limp and the stress leave your neck. Let's not forget your arms, down your biceps. Feel your forearms relax and the small tendons in your hands less cramped. Let them grow heavy. So heavy that you can barely lift them anymore. That's it. Relax your face. Unfurl those brows. Let your tongue and your jaw relax. You're doing great, my dear. Let the warmth of the room push all that tense energy from you until your whole body is limp. Let the comfort of the warmth wash over you. Surrender yourself to the vibrations that echo through the chamber. Let it simply pass through you as your body becomes one with its surroundings, one with me. Every inch, every nook and cranny. As your body pushes into the floor pushes up into you. Our breath, our heartbeat, our mind, melting together. With your eyes closed, you can sense my presence hovering above you. Close. Our body's warmth is touching each other, reverberating as I get closer slowly. My body pressing yours even more into the floor. My soft shapes spill across yours. My lower abdomen almost hot to the touch. That's right. My seedlings are housed in there. Excitement building. I sense the special place I shaped in your lower body. responding. Feel free to touch yourself, but do it slowly. I want you to experience pleasure from this. To surrender yourself to the arousal you feel building up. Feel the vibrations of sound and warmth wash through us. Those are just tendrils, my dear. Let them wrap around us, pressing us together more, slowly pulling your legs apart. Not too much, just enough for me to lay between them. Feel your head become lighter as every thought melts away. Did you feel that? The warmth pulsing from my abdomen onto yours. My seedlings want to be a part of you. They are ready. My love, I will ask you one last time. There is no turning back. After this, even though I can sense your thoughts, even if I can taste your passion in the air, I want you to answer me with your whole being. Will you carry our offspring? Relieved, my core is bursting with joy. I can't recall when I felt this way before. Thank you. Thank you, my love. Keep breathing calmly. Don't tense up. I do not wish to bruise you with my tendril. Careful. It's in. I can feel you twitch inside. Don't stop touching yourself. Yes, dear. It's getting bigger. Let it slide deeper and reach that special place. There. Don't clench. Don't clench, darling. Just let it happen. Be wide enough. Feel that bulge traveling down my tendril. That's the first seedling. You'll be fine, my love. Just keep breathing. Here it comes. It's inside. Can you feel the heat rising? Yes. It's very soft. And very squishy. I can sense your body accepting our youngling. That's very good. But we're not done yet, my love. Here comes the second one. Slowly traveling through the tendril. Almost. Almost there. Hold it there, my love. A few more to go. The third one is a little bigger, but you'll be okay. You've done really well so far. I'm very proud of you and it's coming. Just let it slide into you. You're twitching so much, my sweet little one. Just breathe. There. but it nestles snugly next to the other two. You're warming up so much. I can already see the faint glow from your swollen abdomen. It's more beautiful than I could have imagined. Only a few more, my dear. Keep yourself stimulated. Keep yourself on the very edge. You can do this. I have chosen you, shaped you, because I know that you can. Yes, the perfect breeding partner for our offspring. Except my fourth seedling pushing it through my swollen dendril. Can you feel it? It's slipping in. It's, yes, it's in. Accelerating. I feel ecstatic. Is this how your species experiences breeding? Feeling a deeper connection as you create new life? I want to give in to this primal mammal feeling, but I would crush you. I want to experience a mutual climax. Let's do that, my dear. I'm fully connected to you now. You're so full already. But we can fit in one more. One last seedling. It's almost there. It's the largest one. The hottest one. Can you feel its heat as it travels through my tendril? And I'm sorry, my love. I need to squeeze us tighter together. Keep breathing. It's almost in. I need you to come for me on my mark. It's so large, but if you climax, it will work. It will fit. Get ready, my dear. 3, keep stimulating. 2, it's pushing the other seedlings aside. We're so close. 1, come for me. Come for me. Oh my love. I can feel you. I can feel me. Amazing. You did amazing. Look, you're glowing. Can you feel them? They're nesting, becoming a part of you. You look beautiful. Shh, don't move yet. Just rest. I will care for you, comfort you, as our brood develops inside of you. As they become part of you, you become part of them. Even after we plant them on new worlds, they will stay connected. I will stay connected with you. I will guide you through this and teach you how you can always reach out to us. This body of mine will travel with you. We will be together, among the stars, as a family, forever.